Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Very, very cool guest tonight. I'm very excited. Actually, it's weird. Tonight is our only show, our only live show this week. Danny and I are heading up to the happiest place in the world, or on Earth, I guess is the tagline. We're going to Disney World this week, and So, this is the only live show we'll be having. But I just wanted to take a quick second to remind everybody, this is episode 817. So we have over 800 episodes. If you're really, you know, just in the, you know, jonesing to hear me talk to some cool people, well, brother, we got you, man. We got you. Got over 800 episodes you can listen to anytime, all at my website, jamierocks.us. Tonight, well, this one will be available, actually, right after we're done here. Tonight, though, live here, we've got a fantastic guitar player, melodic guitar player from the greater Pittsburgh area, Mr. Brady, Notini? I'm probably saying that real wrong. Novotny, there we go. I'll never forget it now, Brady. That's awesome. So Pittsburgh is one of my favorite cities in the entire world. I'm telling you, I was visiting there about a decade ago, about 10 years ago, and I had, this is a note to you and Bad Hernia, and I thought they would kind of just fix themselves. They don't.
Right.
And I was visiting a friend there and wound up in a hospital. There is the fine folks at Shadyside Hospital. It was a big deal. I was there for about 3 months, and I got to know everybody.
Wow.
I'm glad
we could accommodate you.
I'm telling you, but my ears always perk up whenever I see Pittsburgh because, you know, they saved my life and all. But
sure,
one of the cool things as an artist that I really dig about Pittsburgh, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and when I was living there, I've heard it's since changed a lot. But when I was there, there was just, it was kind of the beginning of the end of the automotive industry there, and factories were closing, a lot of abandoned factories and the like. When I was in Pittsburgh, one of the things I really liked artistically is there were remnants of your guys' industrial past, but they were done, they were incorporated into this new vibrant thing that was going on. And it was just cool, you know, it's a cool town.
Yeah, they have all that stuff going down by the river. It's kind of neat how they have that set up.
Now, I was curious. I was reading my notes here about a little bit about your background. That was the worst first guitar lesson anybody's ever had in the world. They really told you to give it up.
Will
you tell the story?
Absolutely.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, I was like 10 years old and went into my first guitar lesson. I was, of course, you know, frightened and scared and everything like that, you know, not knowing how to play the instrument, and walked out of the first, you know, within 30 minutes, this guy made an assessment and judgment, and he pulled my dad aside and basically said, you know, he doesn't have what it takes. And it wasn't the best news I received when I went home. But I didn't really care what he had to say. I just kept. I wanted to play the instrument, so it really didn't matter anyway. But I don't know where he's at now. But
well, our surprise special guest. No, I'm kidding.
Right. That would be great.
I want to find this guy and kind of say, you were wrong on that.
Right.
Can you tell me what stock not to buy? Because I'm going to do the exact opposite.
Right.
Of what you said. Oh, my God.
Right.
So one of the things that also caught my eye is, I imagine around that time or maybe a little after, you discovered guitar god Randy Rhoads, an iconic guitar player. When I was growing up, every kid I knew, they all wanted to be guitar players because guitar players were cool.
Right.
But they I don't know if they wanted to try to be like Randy Rhoads because he was, I mean, it was like watching him play was like watching Mozart or something, you know? I mean, it was
right,
right here, right now, you know?
Right, right.
But man, what a guitar player to aspire to. So you, that's what got you into the melodic guitar playing and whatnot?
Well, yeah, I started out playing classical guitar. After that first lesson, I continued on. I persevered.
Nice.
So so I started playing classical guitar because that's the guitar I had. So I learned how to read music and really kind of, but I still wanted to learn rock music as well. You know, being
right.
Going into my preteen years, and you know, it was comforting. It was kind of inspiring to see some guitar players incorporating a lot of classical guitar into their playing. And he was one of them, you know, and his style and his playing, and he would even have some classical pieces on his records. And so it was him, and it was Rick Emmett from Triumph back in the day.
Nice.
That was really kind of like sort of the guitar heroes that when I was a youngster, you know, it really inspired me to continue on. And I really enjoy classical music. And then that obviously led to my love for flamenco guitar. So, but it started off with that classical stuff. And Randy Rhoads was definitely very melodic, but, you know, he was a shredder as well. He played the guitar very well for the short amount of time that he was on this earth. But so people are still talking about him today, you know. So he's made
absolutely. So then you now this is all going on in Pittsburgh, and then you bounced up to Boston, right? To Cambridge, I should say, to the Berklee College of Music up there.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. The first time Boston. So
it is in Boston.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it is. You know, so you know. Towards in a high school, I went up to Berklee and you know, studied up there, and so that was a great experience. You know, musicians from all over the world, and just, you know, spend all your day playing music. You know, I mean, what else could there be? Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who cared about making a living? You just had to play guitar. So, but it was a great time, and Boston's a great city. So.
Oh yeah, I went to school up there, and I knew a lot of people that went to Berklee, and I was doing the art thing, the painting thing, but man, they were serious. Anybody who went to Berklee was very good at what they did, number one, but very serious about becoming better. You know, I mean, it wasn't a lot of partying and whatnot with my Berklee friends, but.
Yeah, they were definitely trying to get better and get the gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, it was very cool. Yeah, Boston was a crazy town. I lived in Dorchester. That was I used to ride the red line everywhere. That was know, I didn't know any better moving from Detroit, and it was what we could afford. So that's where we lived. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was a speaking of which, you know, you said you mentioned Shadyside. It was interesting that some of Boston looks like Shadyside here in Pittsburgh, and you know, so it was you know, felt a little bit like home up there. But yeah, Boylston Street and the pizza joints and all that stuff. I mean, it was just, you know, it was great.
Well, it's an experience, and that's one of those cities. I remember when I got accepted to school, I had called my father, and I said, well, you know, what do you know about Boston? And he says, well,
right.
He goes, you're living in Detroit now. He goes, I'd give it Detroit's about a 2. Boston's about an 8. So,
right.
You know, I'm like, okay, we're moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good times up there. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was probably a little too young to I wish I could go up there now. I'd really appreciate all the history up there, but I was really narrow-minded and focused on music back then.
Right.
So I'd hang, you know, but yeah, it'd been, I need to revisit the place again here soon.
I haven't been there in a long time. But it was historical. You know, one of the interesting things, I remember I was going from one nightclub to another. I used to hang out at a lot of nightclubs. And I was crossing a street, and I looked down, and there was this thing, like this metal thing, like plate thing in the embedded in the street. And, it, you know, I was kind of reading it, and it said, this is where the first shot of the Revolutionary War was.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wow, here I am stumbling over it. Fantastic.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
I think
man.
The most history I got to was I went to Cheers.
Right. Yeah.
So you had to go to Cheers.
You're not
Boston.
Even here.
You're
oh,
right.
You have to.
Look like
you have to. Oh, that's funny.
Yes,
yeah. That's awesome. So you continued on with, you took a break. You took a break. So you said, man, I'm going to go back to school, but I'm going to study psychology and got a master's in it. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Right.
And then
approach,
now
yeah.
back to... Brady likes
back
to
music.
Study, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, and then back to music now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The I definitely took a I was playing a lot and traveling and touring and stuff with a lot of different people and I just really needed a break and got burned out. So
right.
I decided to why not go back for psychology? So I've always been interested in helping people and psychology seemed to be a really good fit. And, I'm currently also a licensed therapist in the state of Pennsylvania. And,
wow.
You know, I've jumped through a lot of hoops to get there. But, it's good to grow. It's, you know, not just be so focused on one thing, you know. So I figured, you know, I'd get my master's in something different than music. I did, yeah.
Always good to be well-rounded, you know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Look at Brian May from Queen, you know, I mean.
Absolutely.
He's the guitarist for Queen, but he's also, something like an astrophysicist or something like that.
Absolutely. When they landed... they landed that satellite on that asteroid, which is like shooting a gun and then having the bullet do something.
Right.
You know, stop and make turns and all that kind of stuff. that was him. That was his project. You know, I don't know if he did the direct math, but he was overseeing it. That's good.
So
you also got involved, I'm seeing here, as a worship leader, and you play guitar in some pretty big churches and did clinics and taught and all kinds of stuff. Well, that's very cool.
I've been kind of busy. I taught guitar a lot. That's how I made my money at the start of all this way back in the day. And then was able to teach at some universities and then I got into, playing for some churches as their band director and worship leader. And in Pittsburgh here, we have a couple what they call mega churches. So, I play for those as well. So I'm still
big productions
playing
a lot of those.
Yeah. Oh yeah, looks like a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You know, I mean, it's
right.
you got lights, fog, and big major LED screens and. So, I mean, it's a big production, a lot of rehearsals are production rehearsals rather than music rehearsals.
That's what I was going to do is you kind of have to, you can't just be hanging out in the tea station and then get picked to do that. You kind of really have to know your stuff, because there's a lot going on with that. And that's cool. That's a good gig, that's pretty impressive. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Very, very cool. So you're writing music at the same time with all these projects and whatnot?
I started writing for this album 2016. I would come home from work or come home from playing or whatever and stay up until 2 in the morning, you know, writing and doing all that fun stuff and heading down whenever I could to the studio and recorded over about a year and a half time and it paid off. Finally it got done. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with tenacity. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You have to finish.
Get it
I'm
done.
A psychology guy. So.
Exactly. I'm one of those guys. I love all of my, and everybody who knows me knows this. I'm one of those guys who loves to tick boxes. It's like I'll make lists and I'm like, okay, there's nothing more satisfying to me than striking out a chore or a project or something, whatever I'm doing in the day. I just really enjoy that, you know, like movement, getting things done, you know. And that's cool. That is cool. Well, let's play a track. So we've been playing Redemption's Cry a lot leading up to the show. Your lyric video for that's fantastic, man. That's hardcore. That is very, very cool.
Thanks.
So we have it and we have Passions Collide. What should we play first for everybody, do you think?
Let's do the one you've been playing. Why not? Might as well do that one first, huh?
Okay. Well, let's play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Here it is, everybody. This is Redemption's Cry. Check this out. This is really cool. Here it is.
Back on that road again, seems like the only way, standing flat from this broken hell you're in, reaching, can't see the thing you need, seems like you're on your own, all alone and the world won't.
And there it was, folks. Redemption's Cry, Brady Novotny. I told you that was a fantastic track. Brady, yeah. I like that one a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now, with this track, let me ask you a question. Like I said, I'm a painter. That's what I do for a living, paint pictures of people or whatever. And when people see, they see the finished product and they think, oh, there was nothing on TV last Tuesday night. He just knocked that out. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes that absolutely happens. And I dance a jig and celebrate because it's very rare that it happens that way, at least for me.
Right, right.
I've heard composing and writing music is similar. People hear the finished product and they, like we hear Redemption's Cry, and we're like, oh man, that's fantastic. That's perfect. You know what I mean? You couldn't get any better.
Sure.
But was that one that came easy or did that one come hard? Because we don't know, but I'm
always
curious the journey of a track, especially a great track like that.
Oh, thank you. Well, actually this one's kind of special to me. And how so is one day I was just wanting to play my guitar. So I went down to my studio and was just going to, you know, practice or noodle or whatever you want to say. And it felt like, you know, something wanted to come out of me, you know, more song wise. So I just started playing and the melody just kind of popped into my head and I was playing it. And it was like my hands had to kind of keep up with what was being played in my head. And I wasn't really manufacturing it in my head. It was just kind of coming from it felt like more of like a different place.
Channeling or something, right?
Yeah. So it was kind of, I kind of tell people it was kind of downloaded to me and my hands were trying to catch up. So as soon as I had the melody kind of mapped out, I pulled out my iPhone and recorded that. And then later the next day I kind of put the, you know, chord progression and all that stuff, fun stuff to it. But I knew it needed to have words. And so we went down that path next. And when I had the idea for the words, I knew it was, like I said, you know, it was kind of downloaded and I knew it was going to be called Redemption's Cry. So it's almost like I can't really take credit for the song because I feel like I didn't really do anything to get it, you know, other than play my instrument, you know, so it's kind of special in that way. And it's kind of, you know, and at the time that we were recording it, because the Redemption's Cry is more about, you know, just the, you know, the state of our, you know, worlds and everything that's going on and all that, you know, a lot of the chaos and everything, you know, there needs to be some hope and the redemption, you know, yeah, as a being, you know, a heavenly being calling out and saying, you know, I have hope for you all. So it kind of falls into that line. And I think at the time there was a lot when that was recorded that week, there was like 7 natural disasters that were happening. I think it's when the fires were happening out in California. There was flooding. There was all kinds of stuff. And then there was like 2 school shootings and something else went on. So, I mean, it was a lot of stuff that happened that week. And I remember when, because my wife sang the track, I remember she was going to get ready to sing it and she broke down in tears because of everything that was going on in the world. So it was a very emotional piece and like I said, you know, it was kind of downloaded to me, and so it's hard to I took credit for it on the record, but it kind of came from a different place, in my opinion, anyway, you know. So
well, that's awesome though. That's awesome.
It
reminds me of the you know, when Michelangelo famously used to tell people, you know, used to say accordingly, allegedly, that you know, the figure was in the marble. He had to just chip all the excess away, you know? You know, who can argue with that? You know?
Right, exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great story.
The cool thing is you were lucky enough to get that signal, you know what I mean? To be in that position and be able to get it down.
Yeah, that moment, and just kind of like an antenna up, you know, and, you know, I guess I could have stayed on the couch and watched TV,
but
it was just, you know, fate, as they say, you know, so I was very, very happy that it came out and I grabbed onto it. I'm very thankful for that.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. Oh. That's very cool. Now, this is on the Redemption's Cry, folks. The album is Passions Collide. We're going to play the title track here in a little bit. The album is out, right, Brady, as I understand it? People can buy it.
That is correct. It's out on, obviously my website, which is, BradyandBrady.com for physical copies. And then there's a link to iTunes and Amazon, and you can go on Spotify. It's there too.
Nice.
So there's a lot of different places you can take a listen and grab it. And I think the Redemption's Cry, if you check out my Facebook page, Brady Novotny Music, there's a free download for that song too. So
nice.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hurry into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry. It's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry. Ends tonight. Valid 2/18. Excludes in-store clearance.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Well, the cool thing, I'm you have a fantastic website, man. Whoever does your website, Brady, next time you see him, get him a cup of coffee, because I'm telling you, man, I have all these weird, artsy friends, and they make these crazy websites, and they're like, oh, did you see my website? And I'm like, no, I looked at it, I couldn't find anything, and they're like,
you're saying,
did you solve the puzzle? Did you give the monkey in the tree a banana? I'm like, no, man, I can't. I didn't. Just give me something to click on. Very easy to navigate. I like it. Right, all cute like me.
Yeah.
And the great thing, folks, is right there in the upper right-hand corner are links to all of Brady's social media, and very important. And I know my long-term listeners are like, oh, gosh, here he goes again. I don't mean to lecture anybody, but a lot of people outside of the entertainment world aren't aware of this. This is kind of the landscape of entertainment. Social media is very important. If you dig a band or anybody, you know, an independent film or something, like and share their social media. It's very important. It all helps tremendously. And
yes, it does.
Oh yeah, and especially you mentioned Spotify. Add the track if you like a band. Add their Spotify stuff to your playlist. Listen to them on Pandora. All that kind of stuff. It helps a lot.
Every little bit helps. Yeah,
that's right.
You get to listen to it. You get to know the band, and if they come through, it's check them out as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so
absolutely. People always ask me. They always say. You know, the bands you have on your show, where should we get their music at? Ideally. And I always say, at a show, there's always a merch table.
Right.
However, if you can't make it to a show, if it's an option, buy it direct from the artist because they get a bigger piece of that pie.
Of course.
I'm not going to spill the beans, but people would freak out, man, if they knew what the pie split was. With some of these, I'm not putting them down. They're in business to make money, but I was very surprised when I first found out about that. Whoa.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work in any
good.
Other business. No, it's not. Well, not for the artist. Oh, man. But the cool thing is, though, is you obviously, you know, very good at what you do. And it seems from the YouTube videos and things I've seen, and everything that you really have a passion for playing live also, and are very good at it. That's cool.
Yeah. I think, recording is great, but to be a performer, I mean, you know, that's where you connect with everybody. And I mean, in the studio, you can overdub things and you could try it again until it's perfect. But when you play live, I mean, you get one shot and
right.
You know, you really practice to get that one shot, but it's also about, you know, you get to kind of, you know, have fun, you know, and take off the mask and go out and, you know, jump around. And
right.
It's fun to do that and get the energy going and everything. So, and plus it for the audience, I mean, they get to, you know, take a break from their stressful day and disconnect for a little bit and enjoy some music.
Well, I'm telling you, there's, I've seen this happen and I've been to shows where it didn't happen, but when you see it, it's very, I don't want to sound all California New Agey or anything, but it's magic, man. It is very special when you see it. When a band or a performer will come out and they build this energy up with their performance and it like ping pongs out to the audience and then they build on it and it goes back to the band and it just, right. I have not seen an art form with that type of deal going on than with music. One of the things I'm very jealous of as a creative person, but it's fantastic and it's so special when you see that and when you're a part of that.
It's
very
cool. Absolutely.
Because
music connects on a lot of different levels and watching somebody play it, it's inspiring and sometimes it's healing. It's all, you know, makes you feel good. So, you know, there's nothing quite like it. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was at a party, I don't know, a few weeks ago and somebody, you know, there's always somebody maybe had a few too many or whatnot. And somebody was saying, you know, they always bring up like the Rolling Stones or somebody and like, or Aerosmith or something. I'm like, I don't know why those guys are still even doing it, man. You know, they're out there. And I'm like, they like doing that. That's why they're doing, there ain't nothing to compare to that. You know, I mean, bottle some of that up for me. I want some of that.
Yeah. especially if you can still do it. That's great.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Music's
a little bit different nowadays. You know, before, with music and everything, you had to be, you know, 16 to 22 or something, you know.
Right.
And nowadays, it's kind of a lot different. There's all different ages. And then with the surge of all these 80s bands coming out back through and, doing album tours and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool to see how there's really no limits now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a big, in addition, I like all types of music. I'm like you, you know, I like good, people ask me all the time. They're like, what's your favorite type of music? I'm like, good music.
I like good music.
Yeah. But one of the things I've always really liked is, you know, I grew up in Detroit. So, of course, Motown and soul music and things like that just brings back a lot of good memories growing up and whatnot. Things my parents listened to and what have you. And one of the cool things about doing the show is exactly what you were saying. There's this resurgence, and there's a, for the cats that are still around, we've had a lot of them on the show. They're getting gigs, and people are going to see soul shows and stuff, you know? And it's like, wow, you know, that's cool. And I love like a millennial will email me or something and say, I never heard of the Delphonics before. I'm like, oh yeah, that's good stuff, man. I'm glad I could introduce you to it. You know, same with blues and stuff. But you probably get that with rock, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I think even down here at the city here, I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire sold out. I mean, it was like, okay. So I mean, it's great.
That's fantastic.
I think Iron Maiden's coming through town.
We were at a hockey game. Was it last? Yeah, it was last night, and they were. Ozzy was. They were, you know, on the big screen thing, telling who was coming and whatnot. And I'm like, wow, Ozzy's out there doing it again. Good for him, you know.
Exactly.
They always say it's the last. We'll see.
Right now,
I don't think they give it up that much. You know, retirement's boring.
You're right. You right.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool. So with this, let me ask you this. Now, from concept to completion of Passions Collide, was it a long process or just a year or two, or was it sooner than that, quicker than that, more brief?
I had a lot of the tracks written within probably like 6 months. So fine-tuning them, you know, and layering it and all that stuff took a little time and rehearsing with the band and everything. So, but majority of the stuff came pretty quickly. And so it was quite enjoyable that way. It wasn't like I was struggling to look at the blank canvas, so to speak, you know? So, but it came pretty quickly, which is,
I tell you, the weird thing when that usually happens isn't when they're like, oh, Jamie, just paint me something cool, you know, that just comes to you. I've had people, a couple, very rarely will do that. Usually they're like, okay, I need this. It's a birthday present, and he's a giant Bruce Springsteen fan, so, you know, I need the entire E Street Band canvas within 3 days, you know, and you're looking at the canvas going, I'm blanking out here. You've already stuck at the pocket chair. You better get on it. Actually, probably more truth of that than I'm admitting, but it happened. We got Disney trips to pay for. Before we play the next song and go on, I got to take a quick second. You had mentioned your wife does a Disney, when we were talking off the air, does a Disney podcast. Have to listen to now.
Listen to, yes. It's called Divas Dish Diz. Yeah, so and it sits on iHeartRadio and all that stuff. So they have a lot of great Disney high ups on them. So I mean, they have artists, they have Imagineers, they have all kinds of stuff. So if you're into Disney, they have all the cool people on there from the Disney World community. It's kind of neat.
Cool. Well, we got a 3-hour drive tomorrow up there. I know we'll be listening to. As soon as I mention this to Danny, I know what's going to happen. That's cool, man. That is cool. I wish her, you know, all the success with that and whatnot. People don't realize doing a podcast, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that happens.
Oh my gosh.
Just the editing
takes forever.
I'm telling you. You know, and it's it reminds me of college. You know, I'm like when you were in school too. I'm sure this was probably about the same time-wise. You know, for every hour you're in class, just count on three of additional work.
Right.
You're going to be doing.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Now, I want to play the title track of the album, Passions Collide. We've got it queued up here. Tell us a little bit about this track, and then we'll play.
Yeah, sure. It was one of the first songs I wrote for the record, and my whole goal in mind, because it's a lot of it's instrumental, and I wanted to combine a lot of my musical passions. That's why it's called Passions Collide. So in the title track, I wanted to hopefully seamlessly collide a lot of my favorite styles, which would have been rock, flamenco, and there's some, you know, a little bit of jazz in there. And so there's a lot of different of my favorite styles in there. And I just wanted to mesh them all together and hopefully make it seem like, you know, it's, you know, seamless and enjoyable as well. So so that's why I chose that as a title track. And I wanted that whole flavor of mixing my passions to kind of flow in the whole record. So that's why it's called Passions Collide.
Fantastic. Well, here it is, everybody. Here it is. This is Brady Novotny, Passions Collide. Check this out. And there we go, folks. Passions Collide. Brady Novotny, I like that track a lot. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Sprint gives you the best of both worlds, a network built for unlimited and a great price. Our LTE Advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before, and our total LTE coverage has increased by 30%. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 and make the switch to Sprint today.
Faster compared to 4G LTE. LTE Advanced requires a capable device. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming coverage and offer not available everywhere.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, I know we're promoting Passions Collide and whatnot, Brady, but I have to ask, because I would be a bad interviewer if I didn't, and this is for selfish reasons, too. This is really, really good. Are the gears turning already for the next project?
Yes, yes. I mean, I'll definitely be doing something here probably in the summertime. Some of the songs that didn't make it on, I'm going to finish those up and start recording here probably, you know, midsummer. So yeah,
nice. Well, the reason I
always gotta keep going,
I'm selfish and I want to hear more, you know.
Right.
You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
No, I know we talked a little bit about you playing live and whatnot. Are you out playing right now and in support of Passions Collide?
I'm actually going to be starting here in the spring.
Okay.
Starting off with your standard, you know, album release party here in Pittsburgh at the Hard Rock. And then going to be doing some music festivals throughout the summer. So, you know, because it's not as easy to find venues that just, you know, accept a lot of highly instrumental music, you know. So you have to kind of be a little creative in finding some venues and some places that fit the bill, so to speak. So. You know,
right.
So I'm not going to walk down to their local bar and do, you know.
Well, and they're going to want covers. That's all they're going to want.
Right,
you know? I mean,
yeah,
that's how
exactly.
They go, you know. And, Oh, man. I had a good friend of mine. I used to live out in San Diego in Southern California. And I had a good friend of mine who was in a band, and electronic music band, and had been for years. And his day job, though, is he played piano at a very high-end department store.
Okay.
It just drove him crazy. Because he's like, all they want to hear are just covers of, you know, piano covers.
Right.
We Didn't Start the Fire and every or whatever, you know. And it would drive him insane. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to pay the bills. And, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, yeah, we'll be playing out this summer, so it should be fun.
Very cool. Well, that's good. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's another reason to head over to BradyNovotny.com. We have a link up. And however you're listening to the show in the future, too, if you're listening to the show in the future, that link follows. I know we're on about 95 podcasting platforms. However you're listening to it, that link will be there, BradyNovotny.com. Just click on it and get over there. And like I said, add the social media, man. Like his Facebook page and whatnot. Then you keep up to date with what's going on and know when he's playing and this and that and all that
Absolutely.
Cool stuff. Very cool. Now, what do you think about all this social media? Are you, you know, because you've been around a little bit. You know, it's the rise of all it, self-distribution and all of that. What are your thoughts on that in the music business? Is it a good thing or is it a difficult thing?
Well, you have to keep up on it, of course. You know, it ends up being like another full-time job.
Absolutely.
Trying to keep your stuff fresh. But you know, I think like in the past, I mean, you had to get a record deal, make an album, and then hopefully it got out there. Nowadays, you know, you could write a song and at a click of the button, it can go around the world. So. You know, I think nowadays everything's so accessible. I mean, there is a lot out there, so there's a lot to compete with. But I think it's so much easier to for independent artists to release their music and find a fan base, and you know, because you don't need 10 million fans. I mean, you just need
absolutely.
You just need
I was gonna say, and get them to the shows. You know what I mean? And and that's the ultimate thing is filling seats and stuff. And that's cool. Well, I don't think you have a problem with that because people hear your music and they're gonna want to check that out. Because people, I'll tell you, we just played it, ladies and gentlemen. A couple tracks from Brady, and I'll just tell you from experience, and everybody knows this too. Is when you hear something that good, you know it's going to be a good live show. You just do, you know. That's somebody that knows how to bring it. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Well, I can't wait to hear more and, break a leg with everything and all of that. And best wishes to the missus. Folks, we'll be putting up a link on my social media as well to her podcast. So you can check that out and whatnot, the Diva Dishes Diz. And, before we end, I have to give a big shout out to Michael Stover and the fine folks over at MTS Management Group and Records. We have a link up to them as well. I don't know how that business works, but if you're in the creative field and you need help on the PR side of things, he's a good cat to have in your corner. That's what I'm saying. Make friends with him.
Oh, yes.
You know.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
Exactly. Now you had mentioned you guys kind of grew up together, known each other for a while, eh?
Yeah. We played in bands together and everything, so we've done a lot together. So yeah, he's a good friend.
Oh, that's cool. He's had a lot going on in the last couple of years too, with about a house and babies and all kinds of stuff happening, man.
Yeah, I don't know how he all keeps it together.
I don't either. I was just going to say, the crazy thing is, I'll email, because I keep really weird hours. I get up like really early, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll have a thought, and I'll email Mike and think, well, he'll be up in a few hours, and I'll hear back from him. 5 minutes later, boom, here's the email, here's the response. Yeah, I'm like, man, when did this
Well,
nothing wrong with
that.
Well, you know, rock stars and everything.
That's
guys. Trash hotel room. Oh, man. That's funny. That's funny. Hey, well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Brady, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been awesome.
Thank you for having me.
And talking. Anytime, man. I can't wait to have you on again. This is fantastic. Folks, you got to get over there, BradyNovotny.com. As I said, we have the link up. Get over there, add and like all the social media and whatnot. And check out some of the cool, when you go to his website, there's a really cool video page with all kinds of outtakes and cool stuff. And I really enjoyed watching some of the videos over there, Brady. That was very cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'll be uploading more here in the near future and probably start even like a little free guitar lesson page as well on that website. So there's going to be stuff. There's going to be a reason why to go there. So, you know, not just to purchase music, but, you know, give back a little bit as well.
Absolutely. And you're doing a new blog over there, right?
Yes. Yes. From my psychology background. Right? So
there you go. Nice. Well, folks, we're that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back live next week. But like I said, man, you can listen to this interview anytime you want to afterwards. And we have, you know, over 800 others to go through and listen to. You know, every type of movie and music and anything you can think of. I got an email the other day. Somebody was listening to some of my older stuff. Years ago, this was a couple years ago now, and I didn't even plan on doing this. I originally, when I started this, thought I'd do about 20 episodes and find something else shiny and move on with my day.
Right.
Here we are years later. But I got an email years ago from this guy, and he was in a metal band, and he said, hey, you know, we'd love to be on your show and all, you know, the normal stuff. And I said, well, sure, you know, what are you guys doing and where are you at? He was from Mozambique in Africa. And he, you know,
to
say their band is my favorite metal band from Mozambique.
Right.
I think that's the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I was like, wow.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Music
that's crazy.
A global thing. Yeah, that's just crazy. Well, very cool. Well, keep doing what you're doing, Brady. You know this already, you know. You're real good at it. You're real good at doing what you're doing. And we want to hear
thank
more.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will do my best to get it out there.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, folks, we will see you next week. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and podcasting platforms, including the big one. Like I said, we're on a bunch, but the big one is Apple Podcasts, which they used to call iTunes, but there's so many podcasts out there now, they had to rebrand, and we got a big official note saying, call it Apple Podcasts, so that's what we're doing. Okay. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, it helps me out, hit the ratings and review, it keeps us up at the top of the page, and when I'm talking to advertisers, that's important.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. You know. You can take off for a week and go to Disney. Thanks a lot, everybody, it's fantastic. Okay, we will see you all soon. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks again, Brady.
Thank you, sir.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.